been buzzing in my ears. Sense of humor's getting numb, and I'm bored to tears. I'm bored to tears, yeah.
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Welcome again to another Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Carolyn, who do we have in the studio today?
We have two people that have just eaten so much food that they might blow up during the show. We have Danny and Huzzard. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you.
So, it seems like whenever we have both you guys in tangent that there must be some sort of eating story, since you guys are not really a tag team when it comes to, I guess, this editing, but more competitors, so to speak.
We're kind of like, well, I don't want to compare us to like Axel and Balls Mahoney, because both of those guys kind of suck.
The ECW wrestler. Well, who is it?
I'm just trying to think of a clever analogy.
Shawn Michaels and Steve Austin.
They're never partners.
No, I got it. It's The Rock and Chris Jericho when they were the tag team champions, and The Rock was the world champion. Huzzard's Jericho, because he really wants the Popeyes title, but he can't beat me.
Have we told the history of the Popeyes title yet? Is there?
Yeah, I think
this Popeyes title has actually been included in actual wrestling too at some point, which is always very interesting. But you guys today, the first time I ever heard that this was happening was from Huzzard, David Huzzard, when he said that there's a hamburger eating contest, right? Is that what this? It was not a contest, but more or less a challenge.
Well, explain the challenge.
Yeah,
well, the challenge on the menu is four burgers and cheesy fries.
And where is this taking place? Just so we can drop a little.
Brian's Grill in Fairfax University Mall.
That's right.
But the way it should read. Cheesy fries and four burgers.
Well, first we'll get to that. But let me hear about how this actual how this came about. Like, where'd you guys find out about this? Who started it? Basically,
well like most eating challenges, I'm sitting at work and then all of a sudden I get an instant message from Huzzard. And it's just a link, and I click the link and it just says like Brian's Burger Challenge, four hamburgers of your choice. And a generous side of fries.
Generous side of fries.
Generous. So I thought it was probably like a basket, like an appetizer-sized basket, but it turned out to be more like 8 pounds of.
Or, imagine basically so like
eight
a,
potatoes
a garbage
worth.
Bag.
Well, we're jumping
fries.
We're jumping ahead of ourselves here. That's what it comes down to. But so you got a text message basically like a week before or so.
Yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago, and then I was like, damn it, I got to do this and own this.
You got to own it because that's pretty much. You like these challenges?
I love
so
eating challenges. Assert my dominance over like restaurants and their ideas that they can stump people.
And you already own the Popeye's belt, Danny.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm already.
Let's go through your resume of challenges, so to speak, that you've tried to conquer. Your mountains that you've tried to conquer.
All right, I am a two-time winner of the North Carolina State University Krispy Kreme Challenge.
Are you really?
Yes. I've done it twice, and I've completed it twice.
Wait, tell me what that is first so people can... So you're a veteran of this championship.
Yes, long story short, it's you start at NC State campus. You run 2.2 miles to a Krispy Kreme, eat 12 donuts, and then run 2.2 miles back. And it has to be all in under an hour. I've done it twice.
Cool.
And you were like the first person to cross the line.
Oh hell no! It's like the first.
Oh, it's just that you competed.
Yeah,
competed
I mean, just
the
completing
challenge.
The challenges is victory
win.
Enough.
Okay.
Yes, because there are lots.
So
of people
anyone
who don't.
That gets it done under an hour.
Yes, they are considered a winner because there are vastly many more losers than
now,
there are winners.
Did you have a number of like when you completed the challenge?
They usually they've had anywhere from like 7,500 people. I've always crossed within the first 1,000 easily.
Good.
So what was the next challenge that you've? Right, at
so
least attended.
Those were my private endeavors. And then Huzzard and I teamed up for the Man vs. Food, the ultimate pizza thing down in Atlanta, or on the outskirts of Atlanta. The carnivore challenge, the 11-pound pizza with nothing but meat. And you have 1 hour to eat this pizza. It's like I said, it's 11 pounds and has a diameter of 36 inches. It's a giant pizza. And then I ate more than Huzzard did, and that was me stripping Huzzard of the Popeyes title for the first time in like 11 years.
And this is something you guys have always been doing these challenges. Is for the people at home that haven't, doesn't know.
Yes, Huzzard took it when we were still in high school because he out-ate everyone in the at one of the WrestleManias, and like he just kept eating. And then when we ran out of food, he ran upstairs and made more food and started eating that too.
But there's a story that happened with the pizza situation, yes. Right? Because you guys were supposed to be teaming up on that, right?
Yes, we were supposed to team up. We were supposed to respectively eat our half.
That was the game plan going in. Both of you were going to, you're going to cut 50-50. Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. If we had finished it within the hour, not only would we not have had to pay for the pizza, there was a huge cash pot that had been accumulating from all the previous losers.
Oh, really? So how much was that at that point?
At the time, it was about like $280.
So you could have won $280 out of this.
Yeah. But then...
How much was the pizza, though?
So that's $140 each?
You know, sadly, the pizza itself was maybe like $55.
So you can gain $280 or you can lose...
Yeah, just about $60.
Well, if you were to eat the pizza, though, you didn't have to pay for it, right? Or did you have to pay for it?
I don't remember. I want to say that they just gave it to you because you deserve it at that point.
Well, we would never know.
Yeah.
So what happened at that the pizza incident?
Well, neither of us finished our halves, but it kind of was one of those situations where Huzzard threw in the towel within like the first 35 minutes. And then it's like...
After how many slices? Like how much out of his 50% did he eat?
He ate like 1.5 slices. And then...
So that's...
1.5 slices? Like, how big was that slice?
They're
the size of a baby.
Giant.
Yeah, the man versus food, they compare it to the size of a small baby.
Small baby.
Yeah, it's about as big.
A small baby shaped in the
Huzzard
form of
ate
pizza.
Your baby dingo.
Huzzard ate 1.5 babies and... By the time I finished my second baby, I looked across the table and see that Huzzard would gave up.
How'd you feel when that happened, though? Because both of you were in at the same time.
Yes, I was defeated afterwards. There was no point for me to continue eating because there was no way I can finish my remaining two babies as well as the remaining 2.5 of his babies.
Were you let down?
Yes. Yes, I was.
This is when, like, you know, this is when Rick Martel turned on Tito Santana.
Yes. Yes, I said the analogy was... It was Hogan and Sid Justice versus Undertaker and Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And I was Hogan. I was fighting gallantly. And then I was trying to get to the hot tag, but Sid Justice was on the apron, kind of nonchalantly looking at the crowd. And he kind of reached his hand out maybe about like a foot from his body. And then Hogan's reaching for his life. And then when Hogan finally gets the ability to get to the hot tag... Huzzard jumped off the apron. He looked at me, smirked, and then threw his arms
back at him.
And then walked up the ramp, mouthing obscenities.
You know, see, like, whenever I was thinking about that match, it made me wonder, like, was that Sid's plan going into it to turn his back on Hogan? Was that your plan, Huzzard, as revenge for the past histories of Roy Hobbs' defeats? Where you're no, I'm just going to screw you over on this one.
No. See, that led to me losing my title there, so I didn't really want to lose. What happened is I should have been much hungrier. But, you know, we thought we could do the challenge on a Friday or Saturday. But they didn't do it on weekends. And so we had to do it on a Thursday night. The night that I flew down. You know, eating after an airplane flight is not easy. It just takes you out of your game plan.
Did you already have breakfast and lunch that day?
That's the tumbling of...
the tumbling of the stomach falling.
Actually, I'm...
What usually is the training, though? Do you guys do some sort of, you know, I don't know...
Warm up?
Yeah. There's no training.
There's no training. You just go...
But Huzzard, on that pizza day, did you eat breakfast and lunch as well that day? Well, and your plane flight?
I planned to have only a small lunch.
What is a small lunch?
Just like a
small baby.
A head of a baby.
Yeah, it's like,
just the torso.
just the arm.
Just like a sandwich or something.
Baby legs.
But
grilled baby legs.
The only place in the airport where that was open at the time was a place, I forget what it was, but they had bigger food than what I wanted to eat. So it was either to eat bigger food or not to eat. And if I didn't eat, it would have been worse. So I just went ahead and I ate.
Do you think that was the downfall?
And then after I ate, I got all gassy and stuff, and there was just like gas accumulated in my stomach.
Good to know.
Like I couldn't get it out of my stomach before the pizza challenge.
So you couldn't get this. So that could have been a factor in that the gas was building you up inside. Because you know
the gas was taking up space in your
it's
body.
It's basically like having like a big air bubble inside of you. You know what I mean? How can you put anything into a bubble? Do you think, Danny? Do you think that was like a
That's the downfall.
Was that a situation? Should you have known that before going into that pizza challenge? Would you have burped him? Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Joe.
So now we're up to this burger challenge. What is the challenge?
Oh, like Huzzard said, it was if you can
On paper, what do they say? It's
on paper, it says four hamburgers of your choosing and a generous side of cheese fries.
So I'm guessing your Danny, your training was what going into this to this.
There is no training. So basically, I know I can eat a pound of burgers.
So did you eat breakfast or anything beforehand?
Yeah. Well, no. I woke up at around like 10:30 and I was like, oh, I should go to Huzzard's.
Did you eat the night before? Like,
not really. Tell you the truth, I didn't really eat a lot.
What about you, Huzzard?
I had dinner the night before. I had hickory smoked pork loin with barbecue sauce. And then this morning, I had four slices of bacon and two fried eggs.
Cool. So let's break down the day. So, Danny, you instated the time. So you woke up in the morning and you're ready to go.
Yes.
Take it from there.
And then I called Huzzard when I was over, going on his way to his house, and he said... He picked up after like 8 rings. I was like, what the fuck is taking you so long to pick up the goddamn phone? I know you can hear me in your damn condo.
Wait, is that a message you left?
No, no.
When he answered the phone.
That's what he said. That's what I said to him as soon as he picked up the phone. I was like, what the hell are you doing? And he goes, I'm eating bacon. I was like, okay, well, I'm on my way. After I hung up the phone, I was like, wait a second, he's eating. We're going to go like eat a burger challenge, and here he is eating already. So like when I get to Huzzard's house, I grill him. I was like, what the hell are you doing eating bacon? You know we're going to go eat the burger challenge.
What was your response to that, Huzzard?
Well, my response was, at the time, I was still hungered, and the bacon had only awoken the hunger. But the problem was we did not immediately go to the burger challenge, which we should have done, looking back. But we went to the batting cage, thinking that we would work up an appetite. But the wind was so fearsome that it was impossible to actually get in any type of rhythm. And the food settled.
The wind is pretty bad out today. It's like Wizard of Oz
yeah,
style.
It's a devastating wind out there. It sounds like the ocean, basically.
So we went. So,
you're at the batting cages. Did that make you more hungry or anything like that?
Not at all.
Couldn't even get into a rhythm.
It was just a means of time to kill some time before communicating with you guys and James.
So it almost became like an annoyance with the wind.
It actually was, because I didn't feel like I had a productive batting session. So
now you're angry going into this challenge. You're mentally, maybe you mentally weren't there yet.
No, I was hungry. I was ready. I was ready because, man, the hunger started to set. And it's funny too, because it was kind of like, have you seen the previews for that movie Hall Pass?
Yeah.
And then they're all at the club, and then they're like, look at that girl, she surrounds herself with less attractive girls. And then the guy who looks like Woody Harrelson does that trick with his hands, and it reveals that the girl's really, really ugly when you take the other girls out of the equation.
Out the other girls on there. Yeah,
that's what happened to the waitress at Brian's.
Wait, like, what?
Yeah. Husband and I were like, man, she's kind of cute. And then like, but by the time we had failed the burger challenge, the next time I looked up at her, I was like, she ain't so cute.
It's like the reverse of like the beard.
She went from like a 7 to like a 4.5.
Basically, she's just another piece of meat at this point.
Yeah, at that point, I was just so like distraught. My vision was clouded by meat sweats and lethargy.
But if she took off her top, you'd tip her more.
Well, I'm sure Huzzard would.
That's Huzzard's philosophy. Well, anything, take off your top, and we'll give you a dollar.
The meal, the total cost of the meal was $40 or $42 with tax and everything. So I handed her $60 because I had $3.20s, and she took it and she said, she looked at me, and I was thinking in my brain, why is she looking at me? And she's like, do you need change? I just continued to look at her, and she asked again. And I said, well, it's a $40 bill, right? And she's like, oh. So I said, yes. I'm like, yeah. Because I wasn't going to, like, tip her a whole...
Give her $18 tip. Yeah. So you guys sat down, right? You both went into the grill. I guess we call it a grill, right?
It is a grill.
Restaurant. Yeah, go in there together, sit down. Did the waitress have any reaction? Like, what did you do? You're like, all right, I'm going to take the challenge. Is that how it was? You sat down?
She just kind of looked at us funny. She's like...
Well,
you want to
like
do the 16
or something? Or no,
she's probably a student at Mason. But yeah. She was all like, "You want to do the challenge?" I was like, "Yeah, I want to try the challenge."
Wait, so she already asked you? Like, she already knew that you're going
to
take the challenge?
Well, no, after I said I would like to do the challenge, she was like, "You know, the four burger challenge?" I was like, "Yes."
So she confirmed. Okay.
All she pretty much said was, "Sweet."
Sweet. Sweet. All right. So,
did she ever say how many other people have taken the challenge?
Oh, no, I asked her. I was like, "How many people have done it?" She's like, "Well, one other guy has done it like a couple months ago."
Well,
and
he completed it. But how many people have like taken the challenge,
Taking the challenge probably happens on a regular basis. I mean, think about it. It's like it's a college dive. So you gotta imagine there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, I can do this. Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, you're not my friend, motherfucker. If you don't do this,
I'm gonna own this. But, like, yeah, apparently one guy had done it, and she was like, yeah, but he kind of, like, dunked everything in water. And I was like, well, that's not really eating at that point. You're just forcing it down, and you can't enjoy it.
So let's talk about that philosophy towards, like, eating or just, like, you know, just indulge, like, what is it? Just inhaling it, basically.
Yeah.
So you're not, when you do this, you say what? It's not eating. You're just.
It's not. It's more like it's sport at that point.
See how much solid matter can fit into a stomach. I mean, you could just take a bag of sand and pour it down someone's throat at that point.
I'm guessing this is not, but this wasn't the game plan going into it for you guys, right?
The game plan was to win.
And you have how much time to do it?
45 minutes.
45 minutes as soon as it drops on the table, right?
Well, they'll let you know, so you agree with them. It's like, we're gonna start right now, so you have time to, like, pick up the burger and prepare your first bite. And
right on.
And I was like, hold on, let me set up this stopwatch here. And, yeah, so they gave me time to do that.
All right, let's break it down. You guys are waiting, and then
the burgers come.
The burgers appear. Can you see it from far away when it's coming towards
you? Oh, yeah, because you see, like, three or four staffers, like the cook, they're all balancing the plates, and, you know, you saw the troughs they were on. So basically, they needed, like, three people to assist getting the food out, and they present it to the table, and naturally every table around is all like, ooh.
And this is like a sports grill too, right?
Yeah, so it's a sports bar.
Just basically just like, sports grills don't really hire guys to wait, so it's just girls carrying these
food. It's always girl waitresses there, these places like these, so they bring out our troughs, and all the people around us are all like, oh my god, what is that? Oh my god, I can't believe
you
tried that.
I remember when I did walk in, you were like, you were basically surrounded by people that were just looking at you.
Yeah, man. There were a lot of
spectators. Was that how it was when the food arrived?
Yeah, and then they seated a couple people surrounding us. It's like, oh my god, what are they doing? And they're like, yeah, we got a burger challenge going on over here. And
all right, so when the food comes, what was your impression? The first thing that hits
when
your
I
mind?
Saw the fries, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a burger, you know, you think about the size of a burger, they're like this big, you know. But like
how big?
Like, we're on the radio.
With your hand, estimated maybe 4.5 diameter.
So with the size of the circle with his hands, it's 3 inches.
the size of a softball. All right.
So the burgers weren't really that big. No, they were like average size. Yeah, they weren't small.
They were generous.
They
burgers.
Weren't small and they weren't big. Because I've seen big burgers and they weren't that big.
But it looked like the burgers were just like these four little softballs on a plate of fries. Like, the size of, you know, the WCW World Heavyweight Championship belt.
It really was.
Yeah, like, the ratio of fries to burger was, like, probably, like, 70% fries.
I really need to, like, cross-reference the photo that I took of the platter, and I'm going to totally Photoshop a WCW World Championship on top
of it. So if you guys at home can picture, imagine the WCW belt.
And it looked just as messy.
Just as messy, but instead of, like, all the articulation of, like, the world or whatever they have on the belt, it's fries.
Fries covered in symbiote.
And instead of the world there, it's, like, burgers.
Bacon bits.
But, yeah, and then the fries were covered with cheese and bacon bits. And by the time Joe and I got there, a little bit late, like, halfway in between the eating time, probably of, like, 40 minutes at the
halftime. You guys got there late, so we were both pretty much cooked at that
point.
But
at that point, like, the cheese already started getting hard, and it was like, we were making analogies that it was like Venom from Superman movie.
It was like picking Cheez-Its off of the fries.
I remember that was
that hard.
That was the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that. I was like, you don't have to eat those fries, do you? And then you said, like, yes. I was like, oh, you're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
I didn't say anything because I didn't want to create doubt in my head. I didn't want to psych Hazard out either. But I'm pretty sure we both knew when we saw those fries that we were in for a world of hurt.
Right, so you guys started eating, right?
Yes.
And so step by step, who goes from there? Like, what happens?
I noticed Hazard and I finished our first burgers at roughly the same time. But then Hazard went for his patty melt, and I went for another. I got like four normal looking burgers, but Hazard got three burgers and a patty melt.
What type of burgers did you get?
I deliberately chose one that was like the regular one, just lettuce, tomatoes, pickle, like your all American burger.
Yeah, whatever burger they named after the restaurant.
They're all named after former great George Mason basketball players.
So no one would know who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
what'd you get, Hazard?
I got a black and blue burger, patty melt, buffalo burger, and mushroom Swiss burger.
Really four different burgers then, huh?
Yeah, you can choose between. There's like a variety of maybe like eight different burgers.
But while Danny, you wanted to standardize your taste, Hazard was going for more bang for your buck.
I had four different burgers too. It's just my first one. I deliberately chose the traditional one just so I can get an idea. Okay. And truthfully, the burgers were good. They tasted good. They were well cooked. Like you could tell, they tasted. They had that charred flavor, so you knew it was cooked on a real grill and not like some griddle or conveyor belt.
Yeah.
And so they had good flavor. It's just. I would go back just to have a normal meal, but I would sure as hell never have this challenge again.
All right, but so, I just can't believe like the amount of french fries, though. It's literally like, you know how when you get the french fries at grocery store in the bags? Like the, whatever, what are those called? Like the...
Orida.
Orida. Like, that's like, it's literally probably like eating three bags. Of those. Three bags.
It's like...
who can do that? Right, like, right there, without even the burgers. That's a hefty amount.
It's like when people are playing War. You know, like the card game War.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the other... Let's say you could look at all your cards, what you had. It's like, a person, you know, all they have is like a 2 through 4. And then they put down their 4, praying to God that whatever you have left is all 2s and 3s. But it's like, the restaurant's mentality is like, all right, they put down their 4. Well, we're gonna put down a king, a queen, an ace, and a jack. And then just to rub it in. They're going to put down their 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. That's exactly what this challenge is. It's like, it's complete overkill. I don't think, like, aside from the competitive eater who dunked everything in water, I don't think any normal person could really eat that many fries as well as the burgers.
So both of you were at the same pace, right? You both ate
through the
one,
first burger.
Through the first burger. What happens then?
Well, I go to the patty melt. Let me explain this. Normal patty melts is small pieces of rye bread that are the size of the burger patty. This was like the rye bread was the size of Texas toast. It's huge rye bread, you know, like.
Spit it out.
it was oversized bread.
Did you take a picture of this oversized bread?
Danny has all the pictures.
Okay.
But it was not like it was about the bread itself was like double the size of the normal burger buns. So it was just like all that bread, and I went for a second. You know, I probably shouldn't have gone for that one second, but I thought, you know, I could get that. I thought I could just like power through it and then get to the spicy one. My plan was, my ultimate plan was to get through that patty melt.
Yeah.
Eat the spicy one with all the jalapenos and buffalo sauce on it and stuff, and then that would like make my tongue get on fire, hopefully.
Numb the pain.
And then, like, survival instinct would kick in, and I'd need to eat more bread to, like, make the spiciness go away.
You know, it's like his plan backfired. When I saw the patty melt on his, I swear, because of the bread, you know, it's more like, you know how, okay, so, remember old, like, lunch sandwich bread was, that would be the equivalent of the 3-4 aspect ratio on a TV screen.
Yeah.
It's kind of squarish. It's still a rectangle, but it's more, you know, it's a 3-4 ratio. Huzzard's patty melt was a 16:9 ratio. It was like a widescreen. And because of that, it was just bigger than the rest of the hamburgers. So it's like, he got this patty melt thinking it would be this flat, dense little, like, burger. No. It was like, to defend Huzzard's eating credentials, it was probably bigger than the other three hamburgers that he had.
So, and this is the point where you quit. Is that
he quit? Well, he quit in the midst of the patty melt.
In the midst of the patty melt. So
I kept eating. I finished my second burger.
Did he announce that he was finished? At
no,
that point?
No, he didn't announce it, but I could tell.
Did he ever announce it when he's done?
No, Huzzard doesn't have to announce. I can tell because I own him.
Oprah Winfrey.
One Warrior Nation him. So I forced my way through a third burger, and then at that point I knew I wasn't going to finish the challenge, but I was like, I got to eat all four burgers.
So how much time? Because I remember I came in, or Carol and I came in right when you were at your final burger.
Yes.
And Huzzard still had three, whatever.
He was done at that point.
So how much time was there?
Like
between him finishing.
I think when we came in there at the 15 more minutes.
But I mean, but between Huzzard finishing, being done with the competition, since we came in, since your final burger.
Yeah, I kept going because I wanted to save. I wanted to at least like salvage my pride and just keep eating and see what I could do. And then I just couldn't finish that fourth burger.
So what was happening to you mentally? Like, as you see your partner fall, basically it's like if you go to war and your partner, you know, your partner's like, we're going to go there. And he's like the first one dead and now you're all alone.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When Huzzard quit, I kind of was like, damn it. There's like really no reason for me to keep
eating. So you lost motivation.
Well, I mean, I know what my limits are because it gets to a point where you take a bite of something and your body starts signaling to you. It's like, don't do that again.
So mentally, is that what starts to happen first? First, your emotional
and
your emotions
feeling
go
food
down.
Come up your throat.
Yeah, yeah. You feel it just sitting in your esophagus, and there's nothing you can do that pushes it down.
So at first, like, these burgers attacked your friendship. it separated you guys. So it attacked you emotionally, and then it started to hit on you physically.
Something like that.
And then how was those last two burgers? What were those last burgers that you were eating?
Let's see. The first one I ate was the regular one. The second one was good. I don't remember which one it was, but it had like barbecue sauce in it.
Now, did you guys just rush into it? Just go into it and you're like, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, pretty much. We just dove right in because we knew we had a time limit.
So that means Huzzard died quickly. If you just inhaled that and you're like, oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah, he
I think that bread ruined him.
Yeah, the patty melt.
And
just,
also, you
yeah.
ate breakfast. Yeah. So, you know, you were going in on
the pigs
like
were
a,
kicking the rest of the food out in his
stomach. Danny was winning because he went in on an empty stomach.
Now that since he was out of the competition, was he motivating you? Was he egging you on, like, you can do it, Danny? Or was it like, fuck you, you're not going to
No, Huzzard actually said, gave me one encouraging remark, but at that point, I already knew I was done. He's all like, I'm no longer the man I used to be. And they looked at...
I want to hear that story from Huzzard. How did that come out?
Well, you know, I used to be the champion. I used to, God damn it, I could, like, just...
What year was this?
This was like, when was I champion?
It was,
last?
Like, a 10-year span after high school.
Yeah, it was, like, 2009 was when I lost the championship. So I was a man up until then.
What are you now?
He's less of a man.
Less of a
He's
man.
A demi-man.
He's a metrosexual, is what he is now.
Well, I used to...
Oh, my God.
I used to be able to... We would go into 10 different meets, and we'd get there... At 9 o'clock, and they'd want to close at 10. And about 9:45, they'd come over to us, and they'd be like, "What do you want? You want more chicken? More steak?" And we'd be like, "We want more of everything."
I don't remember those Mexicans having be able to speak that perfectly. You want more Mexican? You want more or not Mexican? You want more chicken?
The Silver King. By the way, I implore you guys to look up Silver King on Wikipedia, and then. Like you'll get to the disambiguation page with all the different definitions of Silver King. An influence that Huzzard and I did back in like 2003 is still there.
What is that? Tell us about that. Tell the world.
It says, I don't know what it says. What does it say?
It says,
he doesn't even know.
it says, it's the very last definition of Silver King says, a slang term used to describe the Hispanic individuals in cowboy outfits who deliver meat to you at churrascaria restaurants, more commonly known as 10 different meats.
And so no one decided to. There's no citations needed. For
yeah, there's no like Uber.
Everyone like agrees with that.
There's
term.
No Uber Wikipedia moderator who's all like, no, that can't be. That's not right. There's no citations proving it. And there's no one. It has been like that for years.
You know, I just thought.
And that's
something.
The way it is.
The world has copied us for a long damn time. This damn churrascaria thing. This should be the last trespass that the world takes against us. Because before there were places like Fogo de Choi and Bupo de Bapo or whatever they call it.
It's the Italian restaurant.
The Bupo de Bapo.
Buca de Beppo.
What are we on? In Whoville? What the hell is this?
It's the Danny DeVito.
Bippity boppity boop.
It's the Danny DeVito restaurant.
Well, whatever.
What is this 80s Disney cartoon?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's a disease of the liver, by the way.
Nice.
Let me speak on this.
All right, Conan.
Before Fogo de Chao's and Buca de Beppo,
we need you to finish a thought.
There was Malibu Grill, and we discovered Malibu Grill. Malibu Grill was $15.95 for 10 different meats. Then these metrosexuals and these emo kids, these people with all their disposable income, felt that $15.95 was too little for people to pay. So they made Fogo de Choi and Boyo de Brazo. That's the one.
Texas de Brazil.
Texas de Brazil and all these places. And they made it so that you had to pay $40 for a meal.
Is it really $40?
I think it's more than that. I want to say it was like $63.
I'm never going to walk in any
Wait,
of those
is this,
places.
Does that mean,
It's like Fogo de Chao. I want to say it was like $60 a head.
Think about what?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Think about it. The place we found is $15.95. It's now $18.95 now with inflation. But
make it sound like you founded. Like you discover, you
we
discovered.
May as well.
It's
we,
like Lewis and Clark.
I gave them so much free advertising on the internet. I used to talk about how great that place
we
was.
We discovered it, we put our flag in it, and we
Wait,
claimed
was this,
it. In
was
the
this
name
before the internet was big?
Of course it was before it was big.
We invented the damn internet, too.
Not Al Gore. Faggot.
All right. So, Huzzard quit on the burger, but. Yeah, let's get to you just saying,
okay,
saying
so
that line.
Basically, you lost your manhood.
But I want to hear how you said that. I want to know. I want to know that scene. Now, Danny's already what? Like you're in your third burger.
I'm on my last one.
You're on your last
it.
Burger.
I'm holding
and,
it.
And Huzzard basically like you know wallowing in his guilt or his depression of life, just whimpers out what line?
I just looked at Danny, and I said
like a romantic eye contact was
made. No, like intense like buddy
like,
cop film
like I'm about to take a crap intensity.
No, like
don't
like,
say Rocky III.
No, not like that, but like you know like just imagine it's a cop movie and like we're pinned down and the drug cartels are shooting at us and like they got their AK-47s like and we're pinned down there and we got our little pistols and we're like pew pew and then Danny's stuck there and I'm like I look at him I go I'm not the man I used to be, you're man, more man than I was, and I'm gonna do this one last thing for you, and then I just run out from behind cover and let the drug cartel shoot me while Danny pops out and just takes him out.
But that's not what happened.
That's not what you said. You said, I am no longer the man. And then you looked at me and goes, but you can still be the man because I was so close to finishing my fourth one.
But you can still be the man. I believe in you. This is
you
your
can
moment,
still be
Danny.
The man.
This
you can
is
still
you,
beat Flair.
You can still do this. You can do this for us. And then you just like, bitch,
I couldn't
tap
do
him.
It.
Get
yeah,
off
yeah,
him.
I couldn't.
And then Huzzard tapped out.
Get the fuck out of my ring.
Yeah, I just couldn't. That's when my body began to reject the food. It was all like, don't put another bite of that burger in there again.
You were, I mean, in all truth, like, yeah, you could have finished that burger.
No, I couldn't.
But, I think you could have.
But like,
you didn't
if
have
you,
that much
if
left.
If you knew you had, if you had no more fries, if you had just had to finish that burger, I believe that
oh,
you
yeah,
would have demolished, you would have
like,
no inhaled that
if
shit.
Take the fries out of the equation, that burger would have been gone.
Now, how many fries, because you described how many fries in potatoes, how many potatoes
it
were
it was
there?
Like 8 or 9 potatoes worth of fries.
And these were
see,
like actual,
ridiculous.
These were
you
actually
can't
like
even
big,
fit that.
These weren't even like small McDonald's
they,
fries.
Yeah, they
either.
Weren't this McDonald's fries, but they weren't steak cut fries. They were like Hardee's fries
yeah,
in terms of width. Yeah. But they were also like fried in lard because they were all like crispy and
fried in lard.
It was like
yeah.
delicious.
These yeah, they
freaking,
were good.
These are freaking cheese fries, man. Cheese fries with bacon and
yes. They were just covered in bacon and alien symbiote.
But it was like a different type of
Venom cheese
fries. It was like hard. It was harder. It wasn't like the type of cheese that I like that's like all like cheap. Like the
yeah,
like
it, was, no,
it wasn't
it,
like Ben's
this like
chili
the shredded,
bowl.
The
it
shredded
was
cheese.
Real shredded cheese melted on
real
it
cheddar.
Yeah,
and shit.
It wasn't like yeah, it wasn't just nacho cheese. Just
I like
smothered.
The nacho cheese.
Yeah, nacho cheese is good.
I don't
yes.
think I could have done it if it was nacho cheese either.
but it was the fries were good. It's just that like no human, really, very few humans can actually eat like that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone.
The size of the fries, I would have to basically to fit those fries. Inside of my body.
You'd have to hollow out your legs.
I'd have to hollow out my chest cavity. I just have to take all my organs out, just put them on the table, and then put the fries in.
Pretty much.
No, there still wouldn't be enough room. There still wouldn't be enough room.
It was massive, man.
Yeah.
It pretty much like just like I don't even know how anyone could eat those fries. That's like those fries were enough for like 10 people.
Like I said before, if anyone did eat those fries, it would take 5 years off your life.
I think
like
got,
right there.
I think you
like
got
gone.
Screwed, man. I think you got screwed in that competition. If you looking at because like really like you know we took our time going in there because I expected you guys. I was like, well, they're gonna kill it. They're gonna eat it anyway. And when I got there, you waved us over and I walked over there and I saw those fries. I was like, oh, they're not gonna make it, man. They're not gonna make that shit
yeah.
at all.
Wait till I post pictures, I guarantee you. Like this place, if these pictures like get seen by the right people, no one's ever gonna do this challenge again.
You were gonna screw them over?
Yeah. Well, no,
it's
not like I'm trying to deliberately screw them over. It's just
unfair.
I will create awareness and let educate yeah. people what they know. Because Huzzard and I, we looked it up. We were trying to find out details about it. There's no one on the internet who had like Yelped it or blogged about doing it or anything like that. So there's no information. We didn't even know what the size of these burgers were.
How's it advertised?
It's just, it's the only place that you can really find out any information is through their website.
I mean, what do they say, though, about the challenge?
They just said the four burgers.
Four burgers
generous
and generous
of
helping
fries.
Of cheese fries.
Generous helping
that's
of cheese.
That's it. They don't say,
it's
like,
backwards.
Yeah, it really should say, like, a massive gargantuan amount of cheese fries and four burgers on the side.
I mean, if we had seen pictures of what it was, of the size of the fries, we probably wouldn't have done it. Because, you know, $40...
That's expensive.
Now, on the pizza challenge, did you look up the size of the pizza, or did you know the diameter?
Well, they tell you they're like, it is 36 inches in diameter, and it weighs 11 pounds, and it has these toppings on it, so you know exactly what you're getting into. But both husband and I, we like pizza, so we're like, dude, we could power through this. We can do this, maybe.
So in the case of Brian's Grill, it's not that we're trying to put them out of business or anything.
No.
It's just that we're going to document the photos, and you know, we have this radio show, we're going to talk about it.
I have no malice against Brian's Grill, and
but it's just the fact of like letting people know what they're getting into.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, if you want to participate in the challenge, you're going to have to eat
this.
All this
is what you have to this is what you can expect.
This is what it is.
Exactly what you can expect.
Cuz people,
if anything,
need to know.
We're helping them.
Exactly.
We're talking about them.
Well, we're also hurting Brian's Grill, cuz I imagine once people see what this is like, they're like, "Oh hell no, I'm not doing this."
You never know. I think in a way, like, even if you're talking about something, you're still giving attention to it, so we're helping them.
Yes. Okay, so in short, Brian's Grill, waitress is cute, the burgers are good, but that challenge is really hard and not worth $40 when you fail.
Yeah. Unless someone really believes that they can eat that. But they must know about the fries.
Yeah,
yes. They must know.
You gotta believe in yourself and be able to eat 10 pounds of fries.
Pretty much.
Some devastating fries, because even when Carol and I started eating that, I was like, these fries, we only demolished like 1/4 of everything.
But even like the cheese on it, it's like it started getting like hard, and like we were talking about, it basically looked like orange venom, and it was like
it was
crawling over it.
It was the orange symbiote. It's like if we stayed there any longer, it would have turned us on to, why didn't we stay there longer? It'd be awesome to be venoms.
Well, it would be cheese. It'd be like nacho venom.
I wonder if you could always just ask them to reheat them.
Oh.
And I'm like a fan of like fries, and Joe's too. Like, we can totally devour fries, but I don't even think I could handle that much fries. It's just it's great that one guy beat the competition, but at the same time, it's like, man, it's not very, it's, I personally thought it wasn't very reasonable, like,
the
amount of fries.
Did he enjoy the taste of it? Because he was dunking everything in water, so it's like you don't get a nice hot hamburger and enjoy the flavor of it and taste the char. No, you're just cramming it in your mouth and filling your mouth with water as well and soaking it into a baby mush and swallowing.
Yeah.
Ew, you just made me gag.
You're basically just preparing it for it to go in your stomach.
Well,
you
admittedly, what I mean? That's what I had to do for the third burger, just to finish it off. I was like, oh.
So how are the people reacting to you? That's one thing I want to know, because when I got there, everyone was turning and looking towards you and throwing their smart-ass comments.
Well, one of the waitresses
cool
came
shit.
By, she's like, she looked at me, she's like, you're doing a good job. But
which one was this? Was this your actual waitress,
no,
or just some random
another waitress?
Because I saw three girls come up to you, waitress girls come up to you and like all, you know, come by and check on you guys.
Is that their uniform? They're just supposed to wear all black tight clothing there?
Yeah, it is. Well, some of them were in like Mason shirts and stuff. So, but most restaurants, girls are worse, like wear black tight clothing. But yeah, they come by and like, you're doing really well. But in my mind,
I guess they must know that you're making progress.
I think they thought I had a chance, because in terms of what I had already packed away and what I had time left, I probably would, if I was capable of continuing to eat, I would have done it. But it's just, I hit a wall. It's just like, my body will not.
Yeah, body will just shut
will
down.
Not take any more food. It's like, no, we're full. Go.
That's it.
Yeah, it's like, no vacancy. Go away.
But so like we were saying, when you look at the plate and then we look down at your body, it's like,
how
there's
does that
no
fit?
Way to make that happen.
Like, all those fries are just gone now. They're not going to Africa or anything.
Yeah,
they're just
exactly.
Going, you know, they're just
going
in the trash. With the birds and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Probably some homeless guy will find him.
I don't
there
think
there are no homeless guys
homeless
in
people.
Burke.
There's no homeless people.
Well, then again,
seen a homeless. Actually, I have seen a homeless person in Springfield near the metro.
Really? Well, that's Springfield. There are homeless people there, and that's questionable, because I remember a long time ago I saw a homeless guy at the corner of Franconia and whatever that road is that Toys R Us used to be on, and he was panhandling. But I looked at his shoes and they were like $130 Scottie Pippen Nike Air Nike Airs. I was like, this guy's not homeless. Or either he's homeless or his priority is in the wrong place.
Yeah, man.
And then once I saw a homeless guy in that same place, he had like a cell phone hanging off of his belt. I was like, he's not homeless.
Well, you know that homeless, there's like a homeless couple that won some lottery thing that they won tickets to the Super Bowl. And they won like this whole like hotel stay and tickets to the Super Bowl. And in my head, I was like, dude, they should just like sell that and make money from that. You know, but instead they went to the game and everything. And it was like,
well, at that point, why not? Your life
I
already
know,
sucks.
I guess if they they could make probably like, I don't know how much, maybe at least $5,000.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with that $5,000? You put a down payment on the house and then you wouldn't be able to make your first month's payment.
I don't know. At that point, you get a job or like try to, you know, even start off like working at McDonald's or something just to get income.
I think the best case of action is to just like get a long-term stay at a hotel and then try to work from there.
What they need to do is see Senior Mundo.
Yeah, Senior Mundo.
Senior Mundo.
Senior Mundo is behind the Kmart in Springfield, like near the mall. It's like there's a story my dad had when he had a restaurant. He wanted some cheap labor, and my dad speaks perfect Spanish, so he's all like, you know what? I'm gonna go hire some illegal immigrants.
So apparently, that seems like a perfect business plan.
It does. And the thing is, so he basically went into this neighborhood, and you know, there are just Mexican guys hanging outside, and then he goes up to him and he goes, hey, you guys want a job? And they're all like, si. And then they're all like,
were they excited?
Yeah, they're all excited.
But
they're just hanging out. But the thing is, you know, there are all these workers, all these like illegal immigrant workers,
all these naive Americans.
They're kind of like prostitutes. Because my dad was like, here, I wanna give you money for services, but then they're like, you need to go speak to the boss. And then the boss, I asked my dad about this because, you know, when my dad did this a long time ago, I was like in the third grade or something, didn't think about it. But as I got older, I asked my dad, I was like, hey, dad, isn't that where you got those workers? He goes, yeah. And then he told me the story about how the guys took him inside to the apartments, and they took him to this one apartment.
Like Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah, it was like a movie where they took him to some sketchy apartments, and they knocked on the door with a guard in front of it or something.
Oh my god.
Well, there wasn't a guard, but it's like it's that kind of scary. That's how I envisioned it.
It's like mafia style.
So like the door opens, and then they're like, you know, go speak with Senior Mundo. I was like, Senior Mundo, Mr. World? Because I remember that much. Yeah,
that's an awesome name.
Senior
Mr.
Mundo
World.
Means Mr. World.
Mr. World.
So my dad had to speak with Senior Mundo.
had to speak to Mr. World.
Yeah, Mr. World.
Awesome.
As opposed to Mr. Universe.
And
Mr.
Apparently,
World.
Mr. World is like the pimp of all these guys.
It's wow.
Like,
is he Mexican?
Yeah, he's a Mexican guy. These guys were able to work for my dad. But then I guess somewhere down the line, my dad just pays them. And then I guess somewhere back at Spanish Harlem over there, they give Mr. World a cut of it or something.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Guessing. So apparently they're like prostitutes, and Mr. World is the pimp.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder how that starts, man. Like,
I wonder go ahead.
Is Mr. World in charge of bringing them to the country or something?
Probably,
like
you know, it's probably like those stories like in Mr. Dexter World. About how like the Cubans,
coyotes.
Yeah, the coyotes. The Cuban guy would bring them over, and then he'd be like, "You guys, now that you guys are in America, you have to buy your freedom now." And so basically, these guys are probably working for Senior Mundo, Mr. World.
That
and
is like prostitution.
It is. It really is.
It's but basically.
But the thing is, my dad didn't care because he had two competent workers who showed up to work every day
and worked
for minimum wage, worked hard, and didn't complain. Never complained.
Sounds like a good plan to me,
it
man.
Does. 49 cents a pound of banana, bitch.
Is that still going on?
I think so.
No, I mean, is Mr. World still over there?
Probably.
I want to meet this man.
Yeah, we
can go.
We can go.
Just go, just, you know.
Just be like, we'd be like, the gringo here he's offering jobs. And then, like,
the gringo.
And then they'll come running over and be like, hey, what can we do, Holmes? I can paint, I can cook, I can clean. And then they'll be like, but we need to speak to Miss Senior Mundo first.
I wonder if Senior Mundo is still there. Because it was like,
what if we knock out, if we like assassinate Senior Mundo and take his spot?
It'll be like that episode of The Good Family.
And then everyone kneels down before
us. We can be Team Mundo.
Team Mundo. Captain Mundo.
That'd be nice. And then we branch out. Like,
exactly.
We have our own divisions, like each part of Northern Virginia.
I got Woodbridge, Holmes.
Woodbridge is the best. You get the best clientele.
Exactly. There. Woodbridge would be like Shangri-La.
Weevilville.
Shangri-La.
Control human trafficking in Northern Virginia.
I'll start up like a Heidi Fleiss chapter of it. Have, like the girl workers.
Yes. It's not like that's the best when we announce our plans.
You'll put Molly Maids out of business.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, we'd be maids, but like you know, like
prostitute.
Have you heard of like they have maids that you can actually hire and they get naked and then they'd clean your house for you.
What?
And the guy just like
Craigslist.
The guy basically just sits there. Like you think that usually when maids come, I guess people might be home, but I don't know. I've never obviously had a maid, but like. Why would the guy like be hanging around? But apparently he just apparently like in this case when the girls get naked, he just sits on his whatever lazy boy, and then the girls come in all nude and vacuum and clean the house, wash the kitchen.
Does it come with a happy ending?
I don't know. I've never ordered it, but probably does.
I don't know if that's what it's called with
but
Mexicans
usually
though. Is it
for the Asians? For the Asians, it does. But with the Mexicans,
we call it a fried ice cream.
Would you like fried ice cream?
Call it chichis.
Would you like a chichi?
We should get some fried ice cream.
I don't even think about food for like the next day.
Would you like me to service your enchilada?
What is this called? They really have that?
Yeah, they do.
Do you get to choose? Or is it just some random weird-looking Mexican or whoever?
I mean, I honestly don't know much. I've heard about it, though.
I mean, it's a great idea on paper. Ooh, they get naked. But if you go in there, it's some, like, just really, really gnarly-looking person getting naked. You're like, oh. She's like, I just like being naked.
I'm sure
I'll give you more money to put it back on, bitch.
I'm sure that they go through, like, a process, so they at least look halfway decent.
It should be like ordering pizzas from Domino's, where it has, like, a ton of drop-down menus. You'd be like, boob size, C-cup. It's like, do you like your nipples big? Or, like, small nipples? Pink nipples? Brown nipples?
It'll be large areolas? It'll be just like this one, click. It'd be just like on the wrestling games where you can create your own character.
Yes.
But you get to see it like being
construct your girl.
Construct the
girl. Oh wait. This is just a standard porn site.
Great. Now your phone has AIDS. Don't ever send us text messages again.
Now you gotta get two phones like James, one for porn and one for actual use.
It's the HIV stage cleaning service, Chicago, San Diego, Phoenix. This is a YouTube commercial for it.
I'm sure they have it.
It's called Craigslist. Just be like, I want someone to clean my house naked.
We'll finish this on YouTube.
Simple as that.
And then the Craigslist killer comes by your house.
This video is not available on mobile.
That's all shady to me. I don't know why anyone would go that far just to get that. Like, it's creepy.
Who knows? People are fucked up.
I know, they really are.
What, the naked cleaning lady?
Anything on Craigslist.
Man, I swear, like, last time I had to use Craigslist to get rid of some furniture, and I was scared when they came over. I was like, I'm going to have this baseball bat within plain sight.
Oh, here is thenudemaids.com. They come to your house and clean.
Describe it. Describe this page.
Our nude maids will keep you entertained for hours. Sit back, relax, grab a drink, and enjoy. We clean all rooms of the house.
Okay.
You know what we should do? We should, like...
We should order one.
No, but you know how, like, you can, like, order pizza to go be sent to someone else's house? You should do that with that maid service.
Who would we send it to?
Send it to someone else.
Who would be a good culprit
James.
To send to?
No,
James would enjoy it too much.
Whose house is messy that anyway. We could clean up?
Who cares so, if it's messy or not?
My house
it'd be more
is
fun to send
messy,
it to someone who's completely clean so that they're just
Huzzard,
like...
Huzzard, are you recommending your house? You're like, my house is messy?
Well, I'd rather just have someone clean my house.
Uh-huh, sure. Newmaids.com.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, man. Let's order right now. Can you order on your phone?
What if Laura's at home and then she rings the door and then she's like, so what do you
no,
want
we should,
clean?
We should do it when only Laura's home.
Yeah. And she's like, what?
Oh my God, what's going on, David?
It's like, well, I'm paying for this. She'll be here for hours
to entertain. And then you walk in and there's a naked woman playing like Animal Crossing with Laura. And
I'm like, God damn it, now neither of you clean.
The difference is you have to pay one of them a lot more than the other.
Yeah, the one I married.
Oh my gosh. So who should we send it to, James?
No, we're sending it to Huzzard.
Huzzard? Okay. But then Laura's at home, though. So we're technically sending it to Laura.
Yeah, we gotta send it to Laura, not to Huzzard.
Alright, we're sending it to Laura.
Yeah, we'll send it to Laura. Sure, she'll love that.
She'll
be like, thanks for the naked maid.
On the website, do you get the
you get to pick your maid?
Create your own maid?
I didn't really say what sex the maid was.
Well, what the fuck?
You can send Laura a guy.
You don't want to send a dude maid over there. It'll be like fucking...
That movie we saw.
Yeah, what was that movie? The Midlife Crisis, Jason Bateman and Mila Kunis?
Extract.
Extract, yeah. It'll be like Extract.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh. So this is how we're going to end the show, by sending
Huzzard's wife
nude mailmaid.
I think Huzzard,
are you going to be there?
With the gigolo?
I should probably be there.
Yeah, I'd be there if it was a nude mailmaid, too.
I know, man.
I'd be ready with some fucking brass knuckles on, too, just in case. Yeah. Like, you look at my wife, honey, I'm going to beat you.
Is he wearing,
so
like, a
hard,
French
your kids
maid's
are
outfit?
Of black eyes.
Now clean my clothes, bitch. Is it gonna be?
Well, this is in southern Wisconsin. Doesn't matter.
Well, there you go, guys. That's the end of the show. Hope you all enjoyed it. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And thank you, Danny and Huzzard,
thank
for joining
us. Thank you for
us.
Having me.
That's right. Everyone, be positive out there.
We'll see you next week.
See you later, Carolyn.
Up the stump, I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood.